It may be the longest-running and most controversial real estate project in the history of Annapolis. Three mayors have had to deal with it. One of them lost his job because of it. But the project lives on, inching towards construction, and it remains just as controversial as ever. WYPR's Tom Flynn brings us up to date on The Village at Providence Point.
The project, originally known as Crystal Springs, first showed up in the Annapolis City Planning Office around 2010. It was a sprawling, multi-use complex with an elder care facility, housing, a hotel, an art center, and retail shops on the western edge of the city. It immediately ran into a storm of opposition from environmentalists and nearby residents. Since then, National Lutheran Communities and Services, the developers, submitted new plans to shrink the footprint and the number of units. City planners responded with 50 requests for changes. Still, the leader of the opposition, former State Senator Gerald Weingrad, says he's frustrated by the developers.
The developers and their attorneys have refused to compromise, and when they do seem to meet with us, they violate all terms of the agreement and act as if we never even spoke with them.
But Lawrence Bradshaw, president and CEO of the Lutheran organization, says the project has evolved significantly over the last 9 years.
There's no longer any retail space, any non-age-restricted housing, an inn and spa. The senior living building has been reduced by 20%.
He says the Annapolis project is similar to those the group has built elsewhere. The one constant in all this has been the degree of public opposition. The opponents have nailed their demands to the church door. Here's Weingrad describing the continuing disagreement.
It's highly unusual for a project to take this long, and the reason is that the developers constantly change plans. They renege on pledges that they've made to manage stormwater, on promises to replant 100% of the forest, promises to build the proper roads, and they also renege on the conservation agreement terms.
In their latest iteration, the developers have sharply reduced the size of the project, reworked the stormwater plan, proposed a conservation easement on the undeveloped portion of the 175-acre tract, and said they would retain 67% of the trees on the site. But the core issue, the one that really generates heat in public meetings, is traffic. Dave Humphreys, executive director of the Annapolis Regional Transportation Management Association, says Forest Drive, the road that runs along the western boundary of the city and would serve the new development, already has problems.
Quite honestly, the corridor is dangerous now. And it has no additional capacity. And there's no shoulders. It's right up against a curb. No bike lane. No sidewalks. So it really violates an awful lot of planning principles.
But Annapolis city planner Tom Smith says Providence Point will actually improve the situation.
Well, traffic's an issue on every project, but this is an institutional use that really doesn't add to the PM or AM peak hours on traffic. They are proposing improvements at Forest Drive and Spa Road.
Smith says planners have asked the developer to redesign road connections on the property to ease the traffic problems. Humphreys, the traffic engineer, says that both sides have tin ears.
But nobody's listening anymore. They're just shouting.
And Alan Hyatt, the lawyer for the developers, warns about what might happen if the project fails.
I don't think the citizens that oppose this have thought it through, because the alternative of a residential development is much worse.
Both sides are weary, but not too weary to fight on. Maybe they just need some form of couples counseling. I'm Tom Flynn for 88.1 WYPR.